This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
So, we've just finished our first kind of official day of kaha, kui hui. There's about 100 young people staying over at Tapitaranga Marae. How do you feel after that kind of massive marathon of speakers? What was the cool stuff about it?
It was all cool. I hadn't really heard much of the gay history of New Zealand before, so it was like a real eye-opener to have that. And also the stuff about, like, I knew that ancient cultures had gay people and transgender people and stuff, but to hear it, like, that it was actually accepted, like, I hadn't realised the magnitude of how well accepted it was, so that was really cool to hear.
I think that it was really great as an immigrant to this country to hear how the different ways that the American history and the New Zealand history have overlapped till about the 80s when New Zealand started doing better than America, because we're nowhere near the stuff that you got that you have here. And for me tonight, the really cool part was hearing from Bruce about the Marae and about a lot of stuff that really for me is a great connection as a Native American and my people and living on a... It's a lot different than living on a reservation where you are forced to be by the white man. And so, yeah, I think that was my favorite part of the night. Yeah. The non-queer part.
Yeah. And what was it particularly, like, was there anything that kind of stuck in your head about New Zealand history that you didn't know about gay and lesbian stuff?
I guess I kind of knew it all a bit, but, like, I think it was the details of it and the dates and, like, how kind of relatively recent all of this stuff is. Like, I know that it is, like, just the last century, but it really brought it home that it was actually, like, we haven't had these rights for very long. Like, they are still really new, whereas other people have had it for centuries and centuries and centuries. And the stuff that wasn't New Zealand, but having it pointed out that it was just, like, during the plague and, like, that recently that the attitudes entirely changed, because that's quite recent. Really, like, I just always had it in my head as it always being that way, you know? And so that was really cool to... Well, not cool, but, you know, just interesting to find that out.
So, you guys are all in the same house group together? Yep. And is this your first... did you go to last year's or 2 years ago kaha? Or, so this is your first...
Never been to kaha. Yeah.
And how have you found the first day?
The first day's been pretty good. It's been awesome, like, meeting new people from all around the country and seeing where they're from and what they bring and stuff. So
yeah, whereabouts are you from?
I'm down from Auckland. Yeah. So yeah, no, so far it's been really good. Should be cool.
And how are you feeling? Have you sat on a marae before?
Sorry.
She's just eating her chocolate biscuit and I asked her a question.
No, I haven't. I've been on a marae for maybe like a whole day, but never stayed overnight. So this is like the first, and I've never had like a proper welcome like that. So it was really, really cool. It was awesome.
And how are you feeling about sleeping in a room with about 50 other young queer people?
I don't know. I've got two really chatty boys next to me, so I don't think I'm going to be doing much sleeping. They're already asking me like every question under the sun. No, it's not. Thank God. We'll see how it goes, night one.
Thank you. So, Mike, you've got the resident cat here.
Yeah, her name is Kitty, I've decided.
Oh, I see. And this is the first time you've been on like a big queer kind of camp hui thing?
It is, actually. It's probably the biggest queer thing I've done. It's bigger than the ball, which is pretty big. And it's been so much fun.
And how are you finding the first day?
Intense. It's a lot more work than I actually thought it would be. The training day was exhausting and my bum is very tender from sitting on the pews. But it's been really interesting and it's great. Like, I don't think I've ever had a hongi before. And so it's really, and that was a bit unnerving, but it's really interesting to see sort of the Māori culture and how it intertwines with the queer culture. And yeah, it's just been a really interesting experience.
Yeah, and what's something you've kind of remembered from today or that stuck out from any of the speakers? Or?
There's been so much. probably just the way that Māori were same-sex and how the same-sex history, it was there a lot, and it was, it's possibly a political thing that it was illegal because of Henry VIII. I think that's the most interesting thing that I found out.
Cool. Thank you very much, Mike.
You're very welcome, Hannah.
This audio was brought to you by Out There. For more information, visit www.outthere.org.nz.